This is Unlikable Female Characters, the podcast featuring feminist thriller writers in conversation about women who don't give a damn if you like them. I'm Kristen LeBianca, and I'm here with Lane Bargo.
Hello.
Hello. So we keep telling people to stay inside and read.
Yes.
We've been doing it for, well, honestly, probably since this podcast started, even before there was like a real reason to stay inside and read. Because inside is better than outside.
That is a fact.
Yes.
But we keep doing these like seasonal reading preview episodes, which we love to do. And for the past like at least two or three, we've started it out by saying like, it's perfect because, you know, it's the pandemic. You can't go anywhere anyway. So you can read inside and just like be a hermit. And then I thought this one finally it would be like, you can go outside. You can be free. But no, because people are idiots.
People are idiots. It is just as bad out there as it was like probably when we did a winter reading preview.
Ugh.
And it's just fucking sad.
Constantly disappointed in humanity. So a bunch of people, my mom is fine so far, but a bunch of people at her church in Ohio have COVID. Like she said on Sunday morning, they were just reading off like, and this person needs prayer, and this person needs prayer. And she was finally like, what's going on? And someone was like, they all have COVID.
Oh.
And then she found out.
Uh-oh.
Then she found out that, so she's on the praise team. So she like sings at the front of the church. And she found out this guy who was on stage with her playing one of the instruments is in the hospital now with COVID. And he came to church wearing a mask, which he has never done before. So she thinks that he had symptoms and came to church because he didn't want to let people down. There needed to be music.
Yeah. That's like the thing about all of this that is like so frustrating is that you can't trust people to exercise proper judgment. Like if you think you might have COVID, don't put on a mask and go play anyway. Stay home.
Yeah.
And read. Stay home and do whatever the fuck you want.
I don't know that these are reading people, Kristen. Read the Bible. Stay home and read the Bible.
Right.
Think about what you've done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully my mom will be fine, but I'm pretty mad about this guy coming and like breathing in her general vicinity.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, sorry to like besmirch Ohio.
Well,
but you know.
Yeah, it's the situation on the ground in Ohio is grim. It's
yeah.
True.
So. Not so great here in Chicago either. But lots of great books coming. So
yes.
You can stay inside and read forever. Like we were joking about bunkers last year. I really think it's about time. Like,
yes.
If you don't have a bunker yet, now's the time. This is only going to get worse.
I'm ready. I'm ready to move into the bunker. Like I'm ready to just dig a hole outside and call it my new house.
No other people. Only cats.
No, exactly.
Only cats. All right. So what do you got? Do you want to start with September books?
Well, I actually have two that I want to mention that are already out real quick. So this is sort of like a retroactive preview. That's a thing. So I want to call out 56 Days by Katherine Ryan Howard, which came out last week. And it is like a focused on the pandemic style thriller, which I think is really interesting. I personally would never want to write anything about any of this, but
no.
I think it's super interesting to see that she has done that. And she managed to like get it published while it's still going on. Like, because there was
that
like
that was my thought. I was like, how
yeah.
did you write this so fast? Like,
I know
your ways.
And there's
holy
like
shit.
You know, because there's a fair amount of lead time on publishing, so I'm pretty sure there was like a major risk that it would be over, but
well.
It's not. So
that reminds me when I was writing Temper during the whole like Harvey Weinstein scandal, and I was like, well, people still care about like men being rapey by the time this comes out. And then I was like, oh yeah, there's always more rapey men.
Oh yeah, that's
an exhaustible resource.
That is a timeless topic, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But apparently so is the pandemic. So
ugh.
good for Katherine Ryan Howard getting that out while we're still in the throes of it. I'm very excited to dig into that this week. And then I also want to call out This Time for Sure, which is the 2021 BoucherCon anthology that is released today, the day that we're recording this episode, the 25th of August. So for anyone who doesn't know, BoucherCon is a large crime writing conference. Every year they put together an anthology that benefits public libraries in the host city, which was supposed to be New Orleans this year. But of course, COVID. So the event is not happening, but the anthology
wait, wait, wait.
Still is.
I just put together, it's called This Time for Sure.
It's kind of
they
an ironic title. They did.
No.
They should have named the anthology, probably canceled. And then the event the event would have been able to happen.
Wow.
The theme for the anthology was like second chances. So I think that's where the title came from. Okay. But it's unfortunate.
All right.
It's just an unfortunate twist of fate that, yes. Because VoucherCon was also canceled last year due to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So next year they should just probably call it book. that'll solve the problem. But anyway, VoucherCon's not happening, but the anthology is still happening. And people should definitely buy it. And not just because I have a short story in it, although I do. And it is one of my favorite things that I've ever written. It's called Remediation. And it involves two losers put on a collision course for each other. One kind of a loser who's trying to be less of a loser, and one who's an outwardly successful person who's just an absolute shitty human being on the inside. So,
love it.
Yep. It was a lot of fun to read that. You can buy it from Down and Out Books. That's like the only place. So get on that.
It's very exclusive.
Limited edition. It's full of stories by other exciting people, including Alex Segura is in there, I know. So yeah, it's definitely going to be great. So get your hands on it.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll have VoucherCon next year. It's supposed to be in Minneapolis, so I'm excited about that, but I'm not holding my breath.
I mean, at least we would be able to drive there if necessary.
That's true.
So
road trip.
Yes. But we'll see. I really hope, you know, that they are sort of planning a two-pronged attack. Like one plan for in-person, one plan for something virtual, because obviously things cannot be relied upon right now.
No. Yeah. People are shitty.
People are shitty. Yeah. So let us move on now to September. September 1st, we have These Toxic Things by Rachel Housel Hall, who's been on the podcast before. And she's a fantastic thriller author. This book is really intriguing. So it is about a woman who creates digital scrapbooks for clients to sort of memorialize physical objects in a digital space. And one of her clients, who owns a small antique store, dies from an apparent suicide, but she's left all of these mysterious items that need to be put into this digital scrapbook format. And so the protagonist then sort of has to dig deep and figure out what they all mean and why they were so significant, which I think is a super cool premise.
That is. I love that. I think I already have this on my Kindle because it was a first reads pick this month. So if you are an Amazon Prime member, if you pay money to the Evil Empire every year, as I do, then you can get this early. I think that's still available. But if not, yeah, September 1st. It sounds so good.
So good.
All right. I've got Never Saw Me Coming by Vera Kurian. That comes out on the 7th of September. And this book is about a college freshman who also happens to be a psychopath. Love that.
Yep. That alone is like enough for me. I'm like, great, hooked.
I know. I'm like, I'm in. I'm good. But then she joins a clinical study of psychopaths at the school. And then if that's not enough, I'm like, already I'm in, like double in now. But then someone is murdered and all of the psychopaths are suspects. Like any one of them could have done it. And the heroine is like in a fight for her life against all these other psychopaths, it sounds like. So this sounds amazing. And the author is also a psychologist herself. So, you know, it's going to be accurate and not some bullshit about psychopathy because I read a Wikipedia article once, you know.
Right. Exactly. Nice.
Another one on the 7th, which is Misfits, A Personal Manifesto by Michaela Cole. So she is the creator and star of the HBO show I May Destroy You, which is incredible. Have you seen that, Kristen?
I have not yet.
It's really, really good. I think anyone who enjoys this podcast would love this show. And I'm basically interested in anything Michaela Cole does in her life, like from here on out. So if she wrote a book, I want to read it. If she makes another show, I want to watch it. She's incredible. And so I think this is going to be kind of like memoir, personal essays, but I don't fucking care what it is because Michaela Cole wrote it. So
nice.
I'm in. Okay. So now September 14th, like get your credit cards warmed up, y'all, because September 14th is like insane as far as so many books coming out. So first of all, there's Hurt So Good, The Science and Culture of Pain on Purpose by Lee Coart. And we talked about their book in the Heather Levy interview that I did a couple months back. And this book is about masochism in its many forms. So not just sexual masochism, but also the masochism of like running marathons and eating hot peppers and doing ballet and just all of these different things. And this book is so fascinating. I would not maybe read it if you are like eating. There's some really gross stuff in there, but it's fantastic. And they are masochists themselves. So bring like a really unique kind of perspective to it. Like there's some aspects of memoir in there is in addition to the science writing, which I think for a topic like this, you really want someone like that who is an insider in this world, who's not like, oh, masochism, like so titillating, fascinating, but someone who actually like understands it. So this book is so good. And it has a fabulous cover with like whips and snakes and all sorts of stuff on there. And I got an ARC of it a few months ago and super obsessed, and I can't wait for more people to read it.
Nice.
All right. September 14th. Keep going. we've got The Ninja Betrayed by Tori Eldridge.
Yes.
On the show a while ago. This is the third book in her Lily Wong series. And I believe this one takes place in Hong Kong, which will be fun to read since Americans aren't allowed to go anywhere since we're dumbasses. We can read about Hong Kong.
Yes. You can read about traveling the world.
Yes. So yeah, that one's out on the 14th. And then I have three books on the 14th, all with girl in the title. I guess we're like back to that trend. I'm not mad about it though. So first of all, The Lost Girls by Sonia Hartle. This is a vampire revenge YA.
Nice.
Like what? Amazing. So it's these three female vampires who team up against the male vampire who turned all of them and broke their heart. So it's like kind of like that movie John Tucker Must Die, where it's like the exes teaming up against this guy. But then it's even better because this book is gay. So they're trying to get revenge on him and intervene before he hurts another girl. And then the main character falls for the girl who's like his next victim. And like vampires forever. First of all, I love vampire books, but this one sounds like such an original take on it. I can't wait.
Yes. Vampires, revenge, and queerness. Like, hello.
That's everything we love.
Yes.
Amazing. All right. Then I have Nice Girls by Catherine Dang. This is a thriller about a young woman who is investigating two disappearances. One is her former best friend, who's like an Instagram influencer kind of person, I think. And then another girl who disappeared but was dismissed as a runaway. And this one's getting amazing buzz. I just keep seeing it everywhere. And it sounds really interesting. And the main character sounds like a fabulous, unlikable heroine. The cover copy describes her as a cynical, restless failure.
Oh!
So...
Yes.
Relatable. Like me too.
That's like, yeah, say no more.
Say no more. So yeah. That's Nice Girls by Catherine Dang. And then my final one for September 14th is My Sweet Girl by Amanda Jayatissa. This is about a woman who is adopted from a Sri Lankan orphanage by an American couple. And then we pick up when she's just turned 30. She's been cut off financially by her parents. She takes in this roommate who is a recent immigrant from India. And then she has some dark secret she's been keeping. The roommate discovers it. And then he ends up dead. But then she like runs away when she finds his body and then comes back to try and deal with it. And the body is gone and there's like no sign that this guy ever existed.
Oh my goodness.
So that's just the setup. I'm like, this is all like, that's like a whole book right there. And that's just like the setup that's revealed in the cover copy. So you know, this is going to be a wild ride.
Yes, that's going places for sure.
Yeah. And we're so excited. Amanda is actually going to be on our next episode. We're really excited to chat with her about this book. And we're going to be getting up super early in the morning to do it because she's in Sri Lanka. So it'll be like 7 a.m. Chicago time, this interview. So I might be a little loopy, but we're really excited.
Yes, it should be fun as long as we can manage to get up. I think we can probably do it, though.
We're still not allowed to have coffee, Kristen. So I'm
going
to need some help.
Yeah. Are you allowed to have speed?
Probably not. I'll ask my doctor.
Okay.
The last thing I asked her if I was allowed to have, so I'm doing this elimination diet for my chronic pain, and the last thing I asked her if I was allowed to have was nutritional yeast, and that was a no. So I think speed is probably
what are you allowed to have?
Vegetables and like chicken, although last week I had to do a couple of days where I couldn't have meat at all, and it was also like the few days right before my period. So my partner is so lucky to be breathing. He knows that too. He knows that. I was like feral for a few days there.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, bad. Well, I could not be a vegetarian. I'm sorry to all the vegetarians and vegans out there. I just love meat.
I mean, fair enough. The heart wants what it wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're from the Midwest. Like, this right. is, I mean, meat and cheese, carbs.
Yes.
We're strong Midwestern ladies.
Yes. As we were saying earlier, cheese is life.
So. Yes, cheese is life. All right, October. What do you got?
Well, before we move on to October, I have one in September, September 28th.
Oh, you do? Okay.
This is Drumsticks by Charlotte Carter. I believe that this is a reissue of a book that was published some time ago, but it has... it's being released now by Vintage Crime. It has a super sexy new cover. It's a historical mystery series set in 1960s Chicago. The protagonist is a black jazz musician, which is a very cool premise. And in this book, it's the third in the series. She is investigating the murder of a new friend. But I just love that there is, you know, some enthusiasm for older series by black women that are sort of getting some new attention. So that's awesome.
Yeah, because there's so many books by black crime writers, and I assume in other genres too. I just like am more aware of the ones in our genre that are out of print.
Yes.
And now it's like there's this huge interest in, I mean, the publishing industry is like, we want diversity. They like ignored all these authors for decades.
Yes.
So yeah, it's like about time they get some more attention.
Yes, it's about time they get snazzy new covers and, you know, a big release push. So I think that's really awesome.
That is awesome.
Okay, October.
What do you got?
My first is October 12th. Do you have any before that?
Oh, you know I do.
Okay, hit me.
October 5th is like also a big day for whatever reason. So my first one, I just finished an arc of this actually, and it was really fun, is Cackle by Rachel Harrison, who wrote The Return, which Rachel writes like millennial horror. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. I find her books really unique. Like, it's like horror, but she's bringing this interesting sensibility to it. They're very cinematic, and I really love The Return, and this one was also fun. So Cackle is about a young woman who is dealing with a breakup, and she moves to a small town. So it sounds like you're getting like a rom-com setup, right? But then she meets a sexy witch who teaches her how to step into her power and just like give fewer fucks and be awesome. And the witch character like can step on me anytime. If I was obsessed with her, I was like, I would let her lead me down the path of darkness. Absolutely. No questions asked.
Amazing. They have just like the coolest hooks, right? Like, oh, love it. This is going to be such a good season to stay inside.
It is. But that's October 5th, and it's like the perfect kickoff to spooky season. If you're someone who doesn't start spooky season until October, which I cannot relate to, I'm like already now it's spooky season as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, agree. But, agree. Even though it's like too fucking hot out for spooky season. But yes, anyway, yeah, I agree.
It is like 90 today in Chicago.
Yes.
I just want to like drink apple cider and like carve pumpkins and watch horror movies. And like everything after the 4th of July is Halloween as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
But Cackle made me feel like it was spooky season while I was reading it.
Nice.
So there's a lot of, they go to like farmers markets and get like delicious lattes. And it's like cozy horror. I don't even know. It's so good.
Amazing.
Then I have also on the 5th, The Trouble with White Women, A Counter History of Feminism by Kyla Schuller, which focuses on the 200-year counter history of Black, Indigenous, Latina, poor, queer, and trans women pushing back against white feminists and uniting to dismantle systemic injustice, which sounds like this should be required reading for
honestly, everyone.
All white ladies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, excellent. Very excited to read this one and learn a bunch of stuff that I probably should have known for decades now, but right. better now than never.
Yes, exactly.
So that's The Trouble with White Women. And then also on the 5th, We Are Not Like Them by Christine Pride and Joe Piazza. So this is a two point of view book written by two authors. And it's about two friends, one who's black and one who's white. And their relationship is tested when the white woman's police officer husband is involved in the shooting of an unarmed black teenager. Ooh. And I like reading books about this subject is always, always difficult. But I like we too often see white authors trying to take on or white screenwriters or whatever, like trying to take on these sorts of issues. So I thought this was really interesting that it's a co-written book, like with one white and one black author. And this seems to be kind of a, like a little micro trend that's happening right now, because there was this other one, The Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict and Victoria Christopher Murray, that came out a little while ago that was the same thing, where it was like a white and black author kind of taking on a racially sensitive book topic.
Interesting.
And yeah, I think this is interesting. I don't know if it's like, I don't know, you, like there's no way to fix publishing. Publishing is like completely fucked, but it's
yes.
an interesting thing to do. And I'm like curious to read more of these books and see like what having those two perspectives brings to it. I think it's like, I'm co-authoring a couple things right now, and it's a really interesting process, but to bring the like racial issues into it, yeah, it's just, I don't know, I think it's a good trend, but like I'm a clueless white lady, as we said, so
yeah, it will be definitely interesting to see how that turns out. That's really compelling.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we're to the 12th.
Okay, I've got Death at Greenway by Lori Rader Day, who is, of course, she's been on the podcast before. She is another Midwestern lady, so she probably thinks cheese is life as well, although, you know, we'll have to ask her. I'm not 100% sure.
I'll ask her next time I see her.
Okay. So this is Lori's first historical mystery, which is a kind of a cool shift for her. It's set in the World War II era, about nurses who end up using Agatha Christie's former holiday estate to care for evacuated children during the war, but then a body is discovered nearby and the setting becomes host to a deadly mystery. So this has got like, you know, a nod to Agatha Christie. It sounds a little bit like Atonement in some ways, which is a classic. So good. But I'm really interested to see what Laurie's take on a historical mystery will be.
Me too. And I know from Lori that she rewrote this book a bunch of times, that it was like a really difficult one for her to write. And I think sometimes that's, I don't know, like that's the sign of a really great book, that you had to like grapple with it and level up as an author. And so, yeah, I'm so curious to read this one. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it really does. And I know that she, Lori, went to Greenway at some point to see what the estate was like, which is really cool. So, you know, there's going to be some good authenticity in there. Very excited. And also on October 12th, we have the 2021 Best American Mystery and Suspense Anthology. So this anthology, I don't know if you are a fan of these, or there's, you know, Best American Poetry, Best American Short Stories. These anthologies like come out every year. When I was like growing up as a baby writer, I loved these, especially because at the end of the stories, there's like a little paragraph from each author, like explaining why they wrote the story that they wrote. And I like, oh, cool. I used to love that for some reason. And it was like always like a writerly dream of mine to have a story in one of them. And I'm very happy to say that I have unlocked this achievement. So I do have a story. Yay. In this book. My story is called Infinity Sky, and it is about a washed up musician who has to play at a wedding in a hotel in Ohio and does not like it.
That is so, like fate worse than death. Okay.
Yes. So I'm really excited about that. There's also stories by Aya De Leon, Delia Pitts, Laura Lippman, our personal heroine. So it's going to be great. This is it's been a very long running series. There's a new series editor, Steph Cha, who's an amazing writer as well, author of Your House Will Pay and the Juniper Song Mysteries. The guest editor for this installment is Alifair Burke, who's also an amazing writer. So it's going to be awesome. And I feel like we need to also mention here that before Steph Cha took over as the series editor, this series was edited by our not so friendly Otto Penzler, who we've talked about on this podcast before. Otto
Our
Penzler,
favorite.
Who has lots of things to say about lots of things. The famed publisher of Scarlet Press, which is that even happening still?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It is.
Great.
We could talk about that more offline. I have some stories.
Ooh.
Anyway.
So there's been a lot of flack for good old Otto in recent years, some various controversies. He's the publisher or the owner of Mysterious Press, as well as the Mysterious Bookshop in New York City, where members of Mystery Writers of America are no longer welcome, apparently. That's one of the many scandals surrounding Otto. So in the midst of all of that, he was removed as the series editor for Best American Mystery and Suspense. But That did not stop him from creating his own anthology, which is called Best Mystery Stories of the Year.
You can't keep a mediocre white man down.
You cannot. So that's happening. I was trying to find the release date for Best American Mystery and Suspense, I was on Amazon looking and I saw this and I was like, what? No. And
it actually, I bet Laura Lippman's not in that one.
No. So that's a thing that's happening. So cool. When you go to the bookstore, remember, we're looking for Best American Mystery and Suspense, not the one with the red cover.
No.
That's mm-hmm. Otto. So we don't want that.
Mm-mm.
No.
Good to have that advisory.
Yes. All right. My next one is for October 19th.
Okay. I have one for the 12th, okay. Which is The Mother Next Door by Tara Liskowski. Domestic suspense. It's about a clique of influential neighborhood moms, and it's centered around a Halloween block party. So it sounds like also like very spooky, fun, kind of like grown up Mean Girls vibes. So I'm excited to read that. I just want to read like all the spooky Halloween books right now. Like that's where I'm at. So that's yes. The Mother Next Door on the 12th of October.
Awesome. I love things that are like set against a backdrop of Halloween because it's just like this amazing extra layer. So mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
So good. All right. So October 19th, we've got Jess Lowry's Litany. Jess Lowry is an agent sister of mine. So is Rachel Housel Hall, actually. But so in Litany, this is set in 1984, which is the year that I was born, but apparently makes it historical.
Same. That's hurtful, Kristen. Why would you say that?
Listen, I saw this thing. I saw this thing yesterday that said, 2021 and 1980 are as far apart as 1980 and 1939, and I almost died.
I'm gonna hang up on you.
Terrible. It's terrible. But yes, so in 1984, which was ye olden times, a young woman is shuttled off to a town called Litany, Minnesota to live with her estranged mother, who is a county prosecutor that she barely knows. And there's something weird going on in this small town, including locals whispering about something called the game. And her mother warns her to stay out of the woods and away from adults.
So that
sounds delicious.
I'm guessing she doesn't listen.
So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
On the 19th, I have a couple. So I've got Girly Drinks by Mallory O'Meara.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
I don't even drink, but I still want to read this book. It looks awesome.
Well, she seems awesome. The book looks like super fun. Yeah.
So this is a feminist history of alcohol, and Mallory is the author of The Lady from the Black Lagoon and also the co-host of the very popular Reading Glasses podcast. And she also has like the coolest glasses I've ever seen.
She's
just like a very cool person. So yeah, even though I'm really like uncool and don't drink, I am totally going to read Girly Drinks.
Yeah, I love everything about what I've heard about it so far.
All right, so for something a little different, if you need like a break from all the thrillers, Well Matched by Jen DeLuca comes out on the 19th. So this is the third in a series of romance novels that is set around a small town Renaissance fair. And these books are just a delight. Like I love the first two, and the first two came out, I want to say, like, in September. And then when September, like, as we're getting close to September now, I was, like, checking for the new one. And I was, like, enraged to find out that it didn't come out till October 19th. I was like, I need this right now. How dare you? But I'll wait. It'll still be there for me in October. And I'm especially excited about this one because the heroine is the prickly older sister of the main character in the first book. So we have like seen her before, and she's kind of I don't have time for love. But then this like himbo is going to come in and rock her world and wear the kilts. And I'm just, this is what I need right now.
Love it. Yes. That sounds amazing.
That's Well Matched. And while you're waiting for the like far away date of October 19th, if you haven't read, it's Well Met. And then the second one is Well Played. They're both just like adorable and a great escape from everything that's happening right now.
I am like literally buying that right now.
good. You need it. We all need it. It's like medicinal at this point. No, I've been recommending Jen's books to so many people lately because I'm just like, do you want to be happy for a second and like remember what it was like to go to events with other people and like have fun?
And have experiences. Like, remember having experiences?
That no, was, I don't. But when I read crazy. These books, I do.
Love.
God, maybe I'll just reread the first two while I'm waiting. Well, I have like 300 unread books in my house, but
right.
That's what I need right now. And then also on the 19th, I have Within These Wicked Walls by Lauren Blackwood. This is YA, and it is an Ethiopian-inspired fantasy retelling of Jane Eyre.
Oh, so my God. That sounds incredible.
It does. She is a client of Lauren Spieler, Wendy's agent. And I remember when this book was announced and I was like, why can I not read it right now? I need this. Yes. And it has the most beautiful cover. Like, I think this one's going to be huge. It looks incredible.
I absolutely love like retellings of Jane Eyre. Like, love.
Did you read that recent one? It was like The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins.
Yes.
That was so fun. I really enjoyed that.
Super fun. Yeah. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. All the Jane Eyre retellings, please.
Yes.
I'm like more of a Wuthering Heights person than a Jane Eyre person, but Jane Eyre is better for retellings because like Wuthering Heights, it's just like those people are assholes no matter what century you're in. Right? It's the worst. Yes. So like the things, and Heathcliff, it's like, oh, he's really passionate. Like, no, he should be arrested. I mean, I still think he's hot, but yeah, it's not as good for modern retellings.
Agree.
All right. What else do you have for October?
So I've got on October 26th, As the Wicked Watch by Tamron Hall. Tamron Hall is a journalist. She used to be on NBC. Now I've seen her hosting a show on the Oprah network called Deadline Crime. I'm not sure what else she's up to. But she is starting a mystery series about a journalist named Jordan Manning. This is the first in the series. Jordan is a black crime reporter who moves from Texas to Chicago for a new job and ends up on the trail of a serial killer. Very excited to see this because you know that there's going to be some good, this is how broadcasting really works stuff in there, which I'm really looking forward to. And I also appreciate the focus on, in what I was reading about this book, the victims in this case are black children who, unfortunately, like in the real world, receive less media coverage than dead or missing white children, which is so fucked up. And I really like that she's being like very explicit about that, calling it out and writing a book about it. So I'm really excited to see what she does with that idea.
That sounds great.
Yes.
Don't you always wonder when super like already rich and famous people are like, I'm gonna write a novel though? Aren't you like, why would you do that to yourself? That's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, why would you put yourself
it's
through
like
that?
It's like you're good. You're already famous for something. I didn't put it on my list, but at some point this fall, Hillary Clinton and Louise Penny have written a mystery.
Yeah.
It's just like, geez.
I like, speaking of like a co-authoring process, like I want to just be a fly on that wall. Like, wow. Yes,
for sure. It's just like, damn.
I did not feel that way about Bill Clinton and James Patterson. I don't care about that. But no, Hillary and Louise, I want to just hear everything. I'm like, oh man, that must have been fascinating.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. Okay, so for the 26th, I have Fan Club by Erin Mayer. This is about a young woman who joins a sinister and obsessive fan club for a pop star, which I think we're all still obsessed and enraged with the whole like Free Britney thing. And this sounds like a good read for you if you're like wanting more of that kind of content, and the like news updates about Britney's court case are not sustaining you. Did you see her father step down from the conservatorship though? Yeah.
Yes, that is huge.
What a piece of shit.
Seriously.
Get the fuck out, Jamie Spears.
Just get out.
I still want to hunt him down and beat him up just like a little.
Oh yeah.
Just a little. It's fine.
Totally healthy. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's Fan Club. It sounds super fun. It's the like back cover copy talks about how the fan club has these like almost like seance kind of things where they all like light candles and listen to the pop star's music.
Oh my God.
That sounds awesome.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Britney seance right now.
Yes.
And then I also have Trashlands by Allison Stein, also a former guest on the show. And this book is set in apocalyptic Appalachia and apparently involves a strip club at the end of the world.
Oh my goodness.
I don't really know anything about it besides that, but like... That's it. That's all you need.
I can't believe that is coming out already. I feel like I just interviewed her and she was talking about it, but I guess that was like, time doesn't mean anything anymore. So
no, that was like last year.
Was it?
I think so. Her episode's like a ways back in the catalog.
Jeez. I would have said like, oh, that was like 6 months ago.
No, I think it was like at least a year ago. Time is a flat circle.
Yeah. <There's> no,
who knows when anything is.
Yes. So November 2nd, I would like to talk about The Pledge by Kathleen Kent. This is the third book in the Detective Betty Ryzik series, which is fantastic. She is a queer detective in Texas with a wife and complicated relationships, and it's just wonderful. I was lucky enough to read this in advance to do a blurb, and it's the final book in the Detective Betty series. It will not disappoint. It is about loosely about a cult, which you know is like catnip for me. I love shit
love
about
a cult.
I love a good cult. and lots of danger, so definitely good if you've been wondering when the next Detective Betty book was going to come out. It's almost now, so.
I have a couple for the second, too, but I actually have one for the first, which I guess is because it's an Amazon book and they release things on weird days. I don't know. I was like, that's weird. So this is Her Name is Night by Yasmin Ango, which I like sincerely apologize if I'm pronouncing that last name wrong. I like looked for, spent a considerable amount of time on the internet trying to find some sort of pronunciation guide. But I, she is a author who won the Sisters in Crime Eleanor Taylor Bland Award in 2020.
Oh, nice.
And this is her debut novel. It was sold in like a huge deal, like multiple six figures, and then the film rights went for like seven figures.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be a massive, massive book, and it sounds so good. So Her Name is Night is about a highly trained assassin who works for a clandestine international organization dedicated to the protection and advancement of the peoples and countries of Africa around the world. So ooh, this is like Black Panther meets Killing Eve, maybe? Like, that's
yeah,
what I'm getting. I'm, like, so into this. I think it's going to be incredible. It sounds like a great... I mean, like, of course, the screen rights went for that much because it sounds perfect for television.
Yes, that... Yes. Oh, my God. Amazing.
So, very excited for that to blow up. That was when I thought wasn't coming out until next year, and then I saw it was coming out in November, and I was like, hell yes.
Nice.
That's been fast for her, though. Like, if she won the Eleanor Taylor Bland Award last year,
that's
like...
true. Usually, it's, like, 18 months or something before a book start to finish before it comes out the other side of the meat grinder of publishing. So that is really fast.
That is a meteoric rise. That's awesome.
Yes. Love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that one's the first. And then on the second, I've got a couple, first one of which is All Her Little Secrets by Wanda M. Morris.
Yes.
Wanda was Wendy's Pitch Wars mentee back in, I guess, 2018. I think the same year that Hallie was mine.
And she was actually briefly on our podcast when we did our Pitch Wars episode,
yes,
right? Nice.
She was. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so this book is about, it's a legal thriller, and it's about a Black lawyer who finds her white boss / lover dead in his office. Then she's promoted to replace him and starts to uncover a shady conspiracy at the law firm.
Nice.
So lots of intrigue, and this book is getting a really big push from the publisher, I think, which I'm so excited about. It has an amazing cover, and yeah, excited for this to blow up. Wanda is delightful and deserves all the success.
I saw it described as The Firm meets How to Get Away with Murder, which is just like,
okay,
that's amazing.
Love it. And we love a book that starts with like a dead white man instead of like a dead woman.
Yes.
Approved. Then also on the second, I have The Collective by Allison Galen, which is about a group of moms who band together to orchestrate revenge killings.
Oh my goodness.
Murder Club. We love a murder club.
We do.
This one has a hell of a blurb from our fave Megan Abbott. She said, it's a nerve-shredding, emotionally harrowing ride that also speaks volumes about our current moment, the dangers of our digital world, and the potency of female rage.
My goodness. Yes, please.
So Megan Abbott says, buy The Collective by Allison Galen. And who are we to argue with Megan Abbott?
No.
We never would.
Never. We better do it.
Okay, so then on November 9th, I have My Body by Emily Ratajkowski, who is a model and actress and was also in Gone Girl. If anyone remembers her there, she played Nick's like student lover who kind of turns on him, as everyone should. And so this is a book of essays, and it's about the culture's fetishization of girls and female beauty and like consent and abuse and power dynamics and the fashion and film industries. And I'm super excited to read this because, like, obviously she knows what she's talking about. She's been through a lot of interesting things in Hollywood. I mean, she was in the Blurred Lines video. Like, I think that was where she first got a lot of attention and kind of like both positive and negative attention, as you tend to as a hot woman in Hollywood.
Right.
So, yeah, this just sounds like kind of interest based on the things that we talk about on the podcast. And I'm super fascinated by her perspective on it. So
that sounds very good.
My body. And also, she is like, I mean, I don't know for sure. We don't know for sure, but she seems like the kind of famous person who actually wrote this book. Like, did not have a ghostwriter, anything. Like, I would 100% believe she wrote every word of this. She seems super smart and insightful. And yeah.
Nice.
And then I have one. This is like kind of, I was like, is December part of the fall reading preview? I don't know. We probably have to do another one for winter. But I would be remiss if I did not shout out My Darling Husband by Kimberly Bell, which comes out on December 28th. Kimberly is one of my co-authors on Young Rich Widows, which is the book we're writing for Audible that comes out next spring. And this is her new thriller, which is about a couple whose relationship starts falling apart after the wife is confronted by a masked home invader and then realizes her husband has been keeping all sorts of secrets from her. Ooh. So Kim, like, doesn't miss. All of her thrillers are incredible. And it's been such a blast co-writing with her on this Audible project. So looking forward to that one in December. And if we do a winter reading preview, we'll just shout it out again.
I like it.
All right, I guess that's it. Stay inside, read a book.
Yes, stay inside.
Read 10 books.
Buy all of these books and plan to not leave the house until at least the end of November.
Don't let any Republicans breathe on you.
No.
Have a good day.
That's it for this episode of Unlikable Female Characters. Don't forget to subscribe, and you can also follow us on Twitter at UnlikableFCPod for updates, book recommendations, and angry feminist rants. Our website is unlikablefemalecharacters.com, and we're also on Instagram at UnlikableFemaleCharacters. Thanks for listening.